Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yishalom Chagigah Daf Yotes. We are starting about the 12th line of the two dots with the words Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Mimsar Bas Riakam Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we had said in the mission in regards to Truma, we have a Kula. Then when one part of the Kli becomes Tame, the rest of the Kli is not Tame. And we had mentioned three different parts. There's the Toich, the inside. There's the Achirayim, which is the outside. And then there's the base Tzvia, which we had translated as the finger notch. It's basically that groove, that indentation that a person could put their hand or their fingers in order to be able to hold the Kli. And the Chiddush is that even though the base Tzvia or the Achirayim became Tomei, the Toich is not Tomei. So first of all, Amar Rechon Rechon clarifies, Beis Tzvia She'amru, this Beis Tzvia that they're talking about is Bein Bifnin, Bein Bachot, whether inside or outside, meaning this groove, this notch for the finger to hold on to the Kli, is not just referring to a notch that's on the outside of the Kli, it's even on the inside. Kedarach Shanikim Toifsim Boy, that's the way Nikiim, people who are very fastidious and they're careful, they don't want to get dirty, they'll hold the Kli like this. Sometimes they'll use the groove on the outside, maybe there's going to be a groove on the inside of the Kli by the top part of it, and that's the way that they're going to hold it. And so that's what we're referring to. Someone asked a question on this base Tzvia. How is it possible that it could become Tame without the rest of the Kli becoming Tame? Amar Reb Zeri says as follows. Ifshar Lemar, we can't say. This word Ifshar is like the combination of the two words E Ifshar. So Ifshar Lemar, you can't say Benagov that we're talking about a dry Kli, Shani Adai Matamas Benagov, because the Kli is dry and the hands are dry, so they're not even Matamas the Kli. Aval Ifshar Lemar, you also can't say B'molai Mashka that we're talking about a Kli that's full of liquid, Shemekim Shenagabai Tameu, because the moment that he touches that liquid, he's Matame it. Second, you say that if he just touches the base Tzvia, the rest of the Kli is not Tamei. If he's touching the base Tzvia on the inside, for example, and there's liquid filling the Kli on the inside, so how is only the base Tzvia Tamei, but not the rest of the Kli? El rather, it has to be Kinyan Kamin, what are we referring to? B'meluchlich b'mashke, literally this means it's dirtied with liquid. In other words, there's just a couple sprinklings of liquid in the base Tzvia itself, or on the outside of it, so he just touches that liquid and nothing else, so just that part becomes Tamei and not the rest of the Kli. Rabbi Yechon says B'shem Rabbi Naya, he answers differently. Also mashke base Tzvia, k'mashke base mitbachaya. This mashke base Tzvia, this liquid that's in the base Tzvia, in this finger notch, in this hold, is just like mashke base mitbachaya, which is liquids that come from the base mitbachaya, which is the area of the Azara that they cut up the carbonus, and there's a lot of water over there, and there we have a kula. K'madat amar taman, just like you say over there, the mashke base mitbachaya, tahirin b'mkayman, utamein b'makam acher, that the mashke base mitbachaya, they're tahar in their place, but they're tummy in a different place. In other words, even if liquid in this base mitbachaya in the Azara became tummy, we say it's actually not tummy, unless it gets moved out of the Azara, then it becomes Tame in a different place. So it's the same thing over here, just flipped around the other way. Mashka base Tzvia, the liquid that's in this base Tzvia, and here we have an important gersa change, Tame and Bimkaimon, they're Tame in their place, whereas Utahir and Bimakam Acher, they're Tahar in a different place. That's why we're able to answer what Reb Zeira had said. Since he's only touching the base Tzvia, even though there's liquid in the rest of the Kli, this is a particular Kula in regards to Truma that we're discussing, that only the liquid which is in the base Tzvia is Tame, and so therefore the base Tzvia itself is Tame, but the rest of the Kli is Tahar. Now, once we mention this Mashka Beis Mitbachai, we just have another discussion about it. Reb Simon says, Bishim Rishu Ben Levi, Mashka Beis Mitbachai Shiyotzal Chotz Netma. This Mashka Beis Mitbachai, once it went outside, meaning once it went outside of the Zara, it became Tame. As we had said before, that when it's inside, even though it was touched by something Tame, it's still considered Tahar. It's only once it leaves the Zara, then it becomes Tame. As Gemara Vatanin, we have a Mishnah that says, Mashka Beis Mitbachai Shiyotzal Chotz Bikdushasanhein. These Mashka Beis Mitbachai, when they go outside the Zara, they're still in their Kedusha, which is Mashma, that they're Tahar. So Reb Yesi tells us, Kaim Reb Simon. Reb Simon explain this, he clarified what's going on here. And what is that? So Rav Chinna quotes Rav Simon, who says, B'shem Rishu Ben Levi, B'shiyatzu V'chazru. It's talking about where this Mashka Beis Mitbachaya left the Azara and then went back into the Azara, so then once again regain their original din, that since they're in the Azara, they're not Tamei. It's only once they completely leave the Azara, then they're Tamei. Another question regarding this, Nitma Mashka El Yoin V'hayashoyses V'yared. Let's say there's a whole bunch of liquid in the Beis Mitbachaya and it becomes Tamei. That's what we're calling El Yoin. It's up, it's in the Azara, and then it starts trickling down, going out of the Azara. So we have this long stream. Some of it's in the Azara, some of it's out of the Azara. What about the part that's out of the Azara? Is that Tamei or maybe not? Since it's still connected upstream in the Azara, maybe it's still Tahar. So we have Machlekes, Rabbah Rabban Bar Chiya. Chad Amar, one of them says, B'mkai Metahar Yard L'matan Tamei, that in its place, when it's in the Azara, it's Tahar. But as soon as some of it leaves the Azara and is down below out of the Azara, so it's Tamei, even though the whole stream is connected. Whereas Rechar Amar, the other one says, Hayal V'hu B'mikayach Tahara, Tahar. Since it's coming from something that's Tahar and it's still connected to it, even though this part is out of the Azara, it's still Tahar. Now going back to discuss this din of our Mishnah, regarding the three parts of the Kli, we have the Toich, the inside of the Chirayim, the outside, and the base Tzvia, this finger notch. So Rabbi Acha says, B'shem Rav Zeira, Hadodat Omar, that which you had said, that we're Mekel when it comes to Truma, the inside is not Tamei, that's only Mashkin Shinitmu Ba'eichlin, only with liquid that became Tamei with food. In other words, it's Tamei Midrabanon. Avol Mashkin Shinitmu B'sheretz, but if the liquid became Tamei with a Sheretz, so it's a higher level of Tumah, Tamei Mehen, then everything is Tamei. The Gemara continues on to another aspect of this din. We learned in a Mishnah, all kelim could have this din of achirayim, the outside, the toich, the inside, and the base tzviya. However, on top, we have machlekes. Reb Tarfonheimer, he says that no, la'areva gedoyla shel eitz. This is only in regards to a large trough of sorts made out of wood. That's when we say that its base tzviya, its finger notch, its groove for holding on to, is considered a different part of the kli. That's because it's so large, it requires this base tzviya. So in a way, the base tzviya, this finger notch, is its own separate part of the kli and not connected to it. And therefore, if it becomes tame, the rest of the kli is not tame. However, with small kalim, for example, a cup, if it has a base tzviya, it's really all part of the kli. So if that becomes tame, the whole kli is tame. However, Bikivimer, he says, no, lekaisais, even for cups, if they have a base tzviya, it's considered a separate part of the kli. Now we have further machlekes about this kula from the Mishnah. Rav Meir says, leyodayim tameis utahirais. This kula applies to both tame and tahar hands. Tame hands means that this person's hands were tame and he touched the outside, so the inside's not tame. And tahar hands means that his hands were tahar and one part of the kli, for example, the outside of the base tzviya was tame and he touched a different part, so his hands don't become tame because he didn't touch the tame part. He touched one of the non-tame parts. Rav Meir is more makel. Now, Amar Rabbi says that no, loy amru eliyadayim tahir's bavad. This is only said in regards to tahar hands. Namely, Rabbi Yossi is machmir that if the person's hands were tame and he touched the inside does become tame. He's only makel if the person's hands were tahar and he touched a non-tame part of the kli, so his hands don't become tame. Now we're going to ask a number of questions on Rav Meir and then afterwards on Rabbi Yossi. And what's important to know for the rest of the Gemara until the end of today's daf is that we're basically going to be quoting one long brisa from a Tosefton Kalim, and almost all the Mefarshim agree that the words that we have written in our Gemara are a misquote from that brisa. Therefore, we're going to be having multiple gears to changes whenever we quote this Tosefta. First question is as follows. Ukra Meir, according to Rav Meir, whom we had said that he's Mekel, both in regards to Tame and Tahar hands. What about the following? Hayu Yadav Tameyais, let's say the person's hands were Tame, Vachari HaKais Tahirin, and the outside of the Kli was Tahar, and there's Mashke L'chotz Al Gabi HaKais, there's liquid on the outside of the cup, V'achzu Beis Tzviyasai, and he put his fingers or his hand into the Beis Tzviya, so Pshita She'in Mashke Metame Min HaYad L'Tame HaKais. We know for sure, according to Rav Meir, that the liquid that's on the outside of the cup doesn't become Tame from his hands in order to be Metame the Kais, because again, that's a Kula of Rav Meir's. However, here is the question. What about the following? Kashim She'in Mashke Metame Min HaYad L'Tame HaKais, Kach In Mashke Metame Min HaYad L'Tame Kikar Makam Acher. Do we say that just like his hands are not going to be Tame the liquid, and then that's going to be Tame the rest of the cup, do we also say that his hands are not going to be Tame this liquid, and now if this liquid falls on something else, for example, a loaf of bread, that it's not going to be Tame it? In other words, maybe this Kula is only in regards to a Kli, but not in regards to something else. So the answer is Nishminu Adults, learn from the following. And this is our first quote of the Braisa, Mashkin Tahirim Nisunin Bebase Tzvi Asai Shel Kais. That's our first Girsa change. We have Tahar liquid that's in the base Tzvi of a cup, Nagaman Kikar Tame, and then a Tame loaf of bread touched them. Timon, it was Metame them, it was Metame this liquid. And we clarify, La Eza Davar Timon, in regards to what did this liquid become Tame? Loyla Tamar Kikar Makam Acher isn't referring to that now this liquid, if it touches another Kikar, another loaf, it's going to be Metame it, and it can't be talking about being Metame the Kli itself, because it wouldn't say Timon that it was Metame the liquid, it would say that it was Metame the Kli. From the fact that it says it was Metame the liquid, it must be we're talking about that this liquid is now able to Metame another loaf of bread. What do we learn from here? B'bnei Shehein min ha-kikar, ha, min ha-yad, loy. This is only in regards to the loaf, but not in regards to a hand. And here we have an answer to the question. Namely, this liquid, when it becomes Tame, if it touches a loaf of bread, it will Metame it, but it will not be Metame the Kli. Then where it continues, Ella, rather, this is the question on our mayor. It could be that what we just said, that this liquid can't be Metame other things, is because it was on the Kli. But maybe when the Tame liquid was on his hands, it is Metame other parts of the Kli. And that's what the Gemara asks. Mashke Nosan al Gav HaYad, what about if we have liquid that's on his hand, and he held onto the Beit Tzviya, afilu kein, even so, do we say that ein mashke metame min hayad latame es hakois, that even in this situation, the liquid's not going to become tame from his hand to then be metame the kois, or maybe not, maybe it will be metame the cup. And the answer is, Nishmin Radal, from the following, the Braisa says, mashke tamei nesuna bekarka, let's say we have tame liquid that's on the ground, and nogabahen kois shacharv tahiros, a cup that the outside of it was tahar, and that touched the liquid, be beis tzviya soy, and it's beis tzviya, nitmu, it becomes tame. What do we see from here? Loy amar ela karka, hoyad loy. We only said this by the ground, but not with his hand. In other words, we see that the entire kli becomes tame, but that's only because it was touched by tame mashkin on the ground. But if the tome came from his hands, only the part that he touched is tame, and not the rest of the kli. So answers the two questions of Shitzer of Meir. Now going on to Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara Rabbi Yossi, what about Rabbi Yossi? And we would say that Rabbi Yossi is machmir, that if the person's hands were tame and he touched the outside, the inside of the kli does become tame. He's only makel the other way around, that if his hands were tahar and he touched the tahar part of the kli, even though a different part of the kli was tame, his hands remain tahar. So this is where it clarifies. If his hands were tahar, tahar, bachar kais tamein, and the outside of the kli was tamei, mashkenas al gava yad, and he has liquid on his hand, bachzu base sviya soy, and he held onto the base sviya, so pshita shein mashken matam min hakais l'tameis hayad, it's pashut, it's clear, it's obvious, that the liquid is not going to become tamei from the cup to matame's hands. But what about the following? Do we say, uchashem shein mashken matam min hakais l'tameis hayad, that just like the liquid is not going to go from the cup to matame's hands, kach in mashken matam min hakais l'tame kikar makam acher, do we say that liquid's not going to become tamei from the cup to matame a loaf of bread that touches that's in a different place, meaning not regarding his hands, which is a similar question that we asked in Shitas Rav Meir, and the answer is Chaf Amar Alf on the top, Nishmina Adas, learn from the following. The Braisa tells us, Mashkin Tamei Nusuna Bakarka, we have Tamei liquid in the ground, Nagaba Hen, Kais Shachariv Tamei's Bebes Sviyasai, a cup that's outside was Tamei and was touching the base Sviya, Nitma, that becomes Tamei. Now, what do we say from here, La'eza Dover Nitma, in regards to what do we say it's becoming Tamei? Loyla Tamei Kikar Makamacher, is that in regards to Tamei, a loaf of bread in a different place, because the cup itself is Tamei anyway. So obviously, we're talking about that this liquid is becoming tamei to mitame something else, namely a loaf of bread. So what do we learn from here? Mneishen al gav karka. That's only because this liquid is on the ground. Al gav yad loy. But if the liquid is on the person's hand, then that liquid's not going to become tamei. Even though we touched the kli, the part of it was tamei. That liquid's not going to become tamei, and that's not going to be tamei's hand. So El Rado says the Gemara. Here's another question. Sheets Rabbi Yisi. Mashkin nosan al gav akayis. What about if we have tamei liquid that's on a cup? V'achzu beis sviya soy, and he held on to it by his base sviya. Do we say that afilu kain even so in mashkin mitame min hakayis l'tamei hayad, that the liquid's not going to become tamei from the cup to be matame the hand, or maybe not? And the answer is Nishmina Adal, it's learned from the following, it's learned from the Braisa, the Mashkin Tamei Minasun and Beis Sviyasa Shalkais, we have tamei liquid in the base Sviya of the cup, Nagabahen Kikar Tahar be Beis Sviyasai, if a tar loaf of bread touched the base Sviya, so Nitma becomes tamei. We clearly see from here that only the loaf of bread becomes tamei, not his hands, so that's the answer to this question. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.